Thanks, everybody, for coming. I am not from the corporation. I'm from the Mozilla Foundation. And so besides being the nonprofit behind the Firefox browser, we do a lot of other cool stuff. And so for those of you not familiar with it, I do want to go briefly over that. So the Mozilla Foundation, of course, like the corporation, is mission-driven and believes that the internet should be open, accessible, free, fair. And so at the foundation side, we do a lot of interesting research, a lot of it into social media, and a lot of it related to kind of accountability and transparency of social media, and kind of the systemic problems that we see on a lot of the web. So some of you might have even participated in some of our research through, for instance, Regrets Reporter. Through data donations from lots of people, we were able to actually investigate YouTube's algorithm in a way that, that allowed us to get a view of it from the outside, right? Because YouTube is not necessarily handing over that information right now. We do policy work around kind of legislative files that either have great potential for our mission or might affect our mission in certain ways. You might have also followed some of this work over the years. We do advocacy and campaigning. And then we publish every year an Internet Health Report. And so this year's Internet Health Report is really worth checking out because it's actually in the form of a podcast. So you can find that and listen to those episodes. And MozFest also is taking place online in Hubs in March. And then it will take place physically in a couple of different locations in June. But I would definitely encourage you to attend some of those sessions happening. Okay, but I'm going to talk to you about something very specific today. And I'm curious how many people here have actually heard of the Digital Services Act. Just raise your hand if you've heard of it. Okay, great. So it's a big deal. I think it's a big deal. Great. And as I'm going to go through really an overview of the Digital Services Act, and particularly the obligations to a certain kind of actor, this is an ongoing conversation. So I'm really curious in your thoughts as well about this. So I'm going to talk about why did the EU decide to make a Digital Services Act? What is roughly in this? And what are the next steps? Where are we in the process? Because while the Digital Services Act is agreed and is applied, it's not actually been applied to the services yet. We have to wait till the end of the year and to next year, actually. So first of all, why create a Digital Services Act? So the DSA is really designed to update the e-commerce rules, which are now almost two decades old. So it really takes that for the internet stack, and then it adds on to that, looking at kind of the way that the web has changed